And that means a lot of people are cutting the cord. Are you ready to do that? We'll talk about it. It's 6 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. It won't be long before we find out who Donald Trump will have as his running mate. Trump says he'll make the announcement tomorrow morning at 11. In the meantime, he's very busy.
Donald Trump holding just a flurry of meetings here at this hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana on Tuesday, where he is still actively deliberating over his vice presidential pick. He has not made a decision yet. Sources telling CNN that right now his gut is with Chris Christie, but there are many people, both within his campaign and within his family, influential voices, who are also pushing for Newt Gingrich and Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. A Minnesota man fatally shot by a police officer last week will be remembered at a funeral service today.
At the request of Philando Castile's mother, Valerie Castile, the funeral for her 32-year-old son will be held today inside the stately, century-old Cathedral of St. Paul. The liturgy will focus on preserving peace, justice, and reconciliation. The video of Castile in his final moments, blood-soaked and gasping for breath with a St. Anthony police officer's gun trained on him, has been viewed more than 5 million times on Facebook and has sparked grief, outrage, and unrest across the country. His mother has not seen it.
I don't want to see it because I want to remember him when I gave him a kiss and he walked out the door.
I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Closing arguments get underway in a few hours in Baltimore in the trial of the fourth of six police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Lieutenant Brian Rice is the highest-ranking officer charged in the case. Of the first three trials, though, two ended in acquittals, the third in a hung jury. It may be hard for you to believe, but according to a new report, Metro is releasing today, there are other transit systems in the U.S. with more collisions, derailments, and fires than Metro.
Only New York had fewer fires, derailments, and collisions per 1 billion trips between January 2013 and August 2015. San Francisco, Boston, Philadelphia, and Chicago all had more.
It's good that they're doing this benchmarking and comparisons. I think that's an important element.
Though Emil Frankel with the Eno Center for Transportation says none of it's any good if Metro doesn't have a target.
You've got to have goals. What are you trying to achieve? And then how are you doing against those goals?
The report also outlines ridership. While other systems have mostly gone up since 2005, Metro's lost about 14%. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, if you're a new mom or dad and you work for Montgomery County, you may soon get more time off to stay home with your child.
Montgomery County employees can use built-up sick and personal days to take off after they or their spouses have babies. Councilmember Hans Reimer.
Sick leave provides enough leave for older workers because they've accrued a lot of it. But if you rely on sick leave, you're kind of leaving your younger workforce behind.
Today, a council committee will start working out the details of a proposal to give county employees supplemental leave. But to make sure people aren't getting days off they don't need,
it's possible you would do something where you have to use your earned leave first.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia is going to begin testing mosquitoes for the Zika virus. Now, the state lab has been testing people for the virus since April. Now they say they will do Zika tests on up to 1,200 pools of mosquitoes. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,372, the Nasdaq at 5,006. Sports, the Nationals are taking one more day off before the second half of the season starts tomorrow at home against the Pirates. The O's are also idle today. They'll play the Rays tomorrow night. WNBA, the Mystics come up short in Phoenix. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading into our nation's capital, just got a little bit better on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Finally crash cleared. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway just after the exit to go onto New York Avenue over to the shoulder for all the activity. Big delays, though, just inside the Beltway beginning before you get to 410. But again, starting to see the movement a little bit better the closer you get to the crash. Again, cleared. Now through Riverdale, have a volume on 410, and we have a crash as well. So on 410, if you're heading eastbound up toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just before you get there, watch for police direction around that crash. 50 inside the Beltway, not so bad. The volume after 202, heavy but steady to get into town to Kenilworth Avenue, or if you're heading to New York Avenue on that stretch. Now let's go Virginia, 95, 395. It's been about the volume. 66 in Fair Oaks, the crash on the shoulder. Nothing blocked, but a little distraction there. Traffic update brought to you by Mike CleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, just go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software and clean up the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time heat now settling in. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening. Sunshine, some clouds, maybe a stray storm for some. Most mid-90s. Will feel 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Arlington, 75 in Germantown, and 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. A split is emerging among conservatives over who Donald Trump's running mate should be. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
The time is 6:07. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. And it's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 7:05, Cliff May for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. We'll talk to him about the one-year anniversary of the Iran nuclear scheme. At 8:05, here live in studio, Representative Daryl Issa will join us, talk about his new book and his efforts on Capitol Hill with regard to the IRS scandals and the Benghazi hearings and the Hillary Clinton email. Boy, there's a lot of stuff he's been involved in.
Yeah.
And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, today we're going to get our Emmy nominations. They're going to announce them. And listen, there's a pretty good chance that a lot of the things that are going to get a lot of the big Emmy nominations are things that are not on broadcast TV. They're not on cable. In fact, if you want to watch these shows, you got to stream them. And it raises the question, are you still, watching broadcast TV with an antenna or with cable or with a satellite? Or are you beginning, as some people are, to cut the cord? And if you are, I want to know why you're doing it, why you made that decision. And if you're not, I want you to tell me why you're not doing it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. We talked about this morning, getting ready for the show, and I actually reflected that, I have a one of those DVR devices, and it is set up on my cable system at home, and I happened to turn it on the other day and look at all the things that were backed up for me to look at. I got a lot of broadcast television that is stacked up on my DVR that I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to it all.
Yeah.
And these are shows that I used to watch regularly, but I have taken now to, I'm sorry to say, I hate to admit this, because you were way ahead of me on this. Game of Thrones. I spent a lot of time watching. I got hooked on that, and I started with season one, and I worked all the way through six seasons of Game of Thrones, and all the while, the stuff that was on broadcast TV is just stacking up on my DVR, and I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
And, you know, House of Cards, same thing. I got addicted to that. I'm watching it. I'm streaming it. The quality of the picture is amazing, and the quality of the production of both those shows, very, very good. I mean, you know, I'm now beginning to wonder about what, you know, I do the cost-benefit analysis of whether it's time for me to cut the cord. The thing that stops me from doing it initially is that, well, I don't know where I'll get Jeopardy, and I haven't figured that out yet. I can't miss my Jeopardy. But the other thing is the local TV. So I've got to set up an antenna. I think if you set up an antenna so you can get the local stations and the local news and all of that in a good, reliable, clean way, then I don't know why else I would continue to have cable. I would go, because, you know, you got your Sling box. I mean, right now, you know, you can get this thing called Sling TV. Listen to this.
This is the way TV used to be.
Hey! Time to sign up, Larry.
Long-term contracts.
I won't do it. It costs too much.
Channels you don't watch.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll pay for 400 channels and like.
But now you can get Sling TV. You get an app and you get a lot of those things.
I don't know why they're dragging me into this.
No.
Well, it's a different Larry?
Different Larry.
Larry is not a very common name.
It is. And so, and there's other stuff out there like Amazon Fire.
Amazon Fire is very popular.
Roku. I made a list. I get most of my stuff through Apple TV, HBO Now. YouTube is a television channel if you really look at it.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff that you can now look at your TV and YouTube, and the quality is pretty good. The Sling TV, I've got that app. I was on vacation in the middle of nowhere, and I had a hotspot in my trailer, and I was able to watch Apple TV in my trailer in high definition while I was in the middle of nowhere.
Boy, I can't wait to see your data costs.
Oh, yeah, well, there is that. But you know, it's amazing what you can do now.
It is incredible, and we want to know if you are cutting the cord, if you're moving in that direction. Have you found that cable television is really irrelevant in your life these days? 888-630-WMAL, and of course, as you said, Brian, today's Emmy Awards is sort of the pivot point for this conversation, because get ready, the awards are going to be dominated by things that you don't need cable television to watch. You don't need broadcast television. You don't need that Back to the Future antenna that you're going to get to see things, because it's not going to be on the big four networks. It's going to be stuff that is created for Amazon Prime and Netflix, and well, maybe there's going to be some HBO shows, but you can grab all those on HBO Go if you want. For a cheap monthly thing.
And the quality is amazing.
For keen and loyal listeners to Mornings on the Mall, they will probably recognize that we talked about this about 3 years ago here. We were a little ahead of the game when we saw Netflix and House of Cards taking this city and much of this country by storm, and we realize, why do you need cable television at this point? And I remember I was shocked at that time 3 years ago how many people called in and said, I don't have it anymore. I get my content from other mediums. And that was pretty early on. I've got to think now there's a whole lot of you who are either already free of your cable box or are very desperately doing the math, figuring out that delta of cost and deciding to get rid of it. Give us a call. Here's where I am now. I think, and I do watch broadcast television shows like Gotham.
Oh, it's very good.
Yes. I like Gotham, and there's a couple of other broadcast shows I watch, but I always watch them via some kind of on-demand source. I will either go ahead and pay for it through iTunes and download the thing so I can watch it when I'm on a plane, because that's my downtime when I can watch things, or I'll watch it via a streaming device. The only things that I tune in to live television to watch live are sporting events.
Really?
And so as long as football is on cable, on ESPN or on the NFL Network, I'm going to have to keep my cable box. And may I say, if there is breaking news, if there's a big news event and I am home, but that's a professional thing, I've got to be able to be on top of the news as it's happening. If I'm at home, I'll swing over to one of the cable networks and watch it live, just so I'm informed. But that's it. I cannot remember the last time I tuned in to ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox Television to watch something on broadcast television
on their schedule
as it was happening.
All right, to the phone lines we go. How about Lynn in D.C.? Lynn, you're on with Brian and Larry. What have you done? Have you cut the cord?
Well, I cut it years ago when I got on a fixed income, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest. I, out of 69 channels on over the air, I'm able to get 34 of those. So, you know, Saturday I've got boxing, I've got NASCAR races. I've got football, baseball, soccer.
And you don't do any streaming then? You don't actually download shows and watch it? You just go with strictly what you can get off your antenna, right?
Right, right. Oh, okay. And it is, to me, it's great. And there's such a thing as memorable TV,
right.
Or it's called Me TV. I get that. I get IM.
All right.
Yeah, you're breaking up on us, Lynn.
Yeah, your TV may be pretty good, but your cell phone needs some work. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
But yeah, now, Lynn is going in the other direction, yeah. Which is unplug all kinds of aspects and just go off broadcast. I think what we're really talking about is the fact that people are streaming everything.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting it off of their high-speed connection.
Well, that's exactly true. How about, I'll tell you, we'll take more of your calls in just a moment. Are you cutting the cord? Why or why not? Because it seems that a lot of the best stuff out there, the stuff that's getting all the Emmy Awards and a lot of people are talking about are things that you now have to watch on a streaming source of some kind. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, what do you say? Carpe diem? Let's do it. Let's take on the day, and it's okay to the Wilson Bridge. No problems, no delays right now as you come around from St. Barnabas Road and 210, 295, a little bit of volume only as you head toward the Naval Research Lab. The better news is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway quickly clearing out here through Riverdale. The crash, gone. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway after the exit for New York Avenue, so much better. On the top side of the Beltway, solid. Yeah, but we're moving, actually. See some space between the cars. Passing 95 New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue, 270. As you come out of Frederick, your delays begin as you approach Urbana and down past Hyattstown and then beyond. In good shape, Gaithersburg, Rockville, down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for mostly sunny today, and it's going to be hot. 96 degrees. A thunderstorm is possible tonight. Again, a thunderstorm is possible. A temperature will dip down to about 78. Still pretty warm. Saturday. Highs in the mid-80s, Sunday in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital. That's a technical weather term.
Is that? I am not a meteorologist.
It's 77 degrees, 616 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking right now about how many people are cutting the cord. And, in fact, when the Emmys come out today, I guarantee you a lot of the shows that are really getting critical acclaim, at least, are going to be shows that you can only get if you stream on something like HBO Now or other places. And so our question is, are you now cutting the cord? A lot of people are. Eric and Lorton, you're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So I heard Jamie Whitten say carpe diem, but I say carpe the cable bill and stream instead because I'm saving like $120 a month just by going on streaming.
Yeah, and so you pay a little bit to stream, but you feel that overall it's cheaper.
Absolutely. The Netflix figure, you know, $8 to $10 a month, depending on the new service plan pricing and if you want the high def or not. And you don't have to worry about equipment. That's like a one-time thing instead of a monthly payment to the cable company. I was forgetting how much of the cable bill is just those DVRs and specialized remotes and everything. And it's like, yeah, you pay for that. But it's just $10 a month for Netflix and a one-time $30 fee for your Amazon Fire TV. You're good to go.
All right, so let's do the math on this, Eric. You just broke it down between Amazon Fire and Netflix. And then how are you getting this delivered? Is it cable modem you're using or DSL?
Cable modem. The savings is even after factoring in the higher price for an unbundled internet service.
Right, because they charge you more if you're only getting cable modem delivery.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, and so you don't do Hulu?
That's kind of my backup plan right now, but I got plenty to watch on Netflix and Amazon Prime at the moment. So Prime's my other source.
Well, I know there's plenty to watch, but is there any moments where you're like, okay, well, I would have loved to have watched that Nats game last night, and I've got no way of watching it.
No, I get the scores on the internet. I can see the highlights. I don't need to watch the whole thing. They'll get it done.
Yeah, see, I got to watch a game. Yeah. I got to, especially football season. Yeah. All right, Eric. Thanks.
Thanks, Eric, for that.
But that's the way you do it. And then you can pick and choose. This is the great thing about it. It's the freedom. This is what we've always wanted. Why did we have to pay that giant cable bill when we only watch three of the channels? right? But you're paying for 200 channels. Well, I don't want those 297 channels.
There are those moments where I love to just sort of, you know, scan and say, oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, see, I don't do that anymore. I specifically pick what I want.
Less and less
it's
now.
All on demand, and it's all based on what I choose to watch, and I pay as I go. I love that.
How about Amy in Maryland? Amy, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Hi. Well, we cut the cord in January, and we were paying DirecTV about $180 a month for our service, and now we pay $40. We watch Sling TV, which is live streaming, so my husband can get his NASCAR, and we pay Netflix and Hulu, and they're great.
And the cool thing about Sling and Hulu and Netflix, and this is what I truly do love about those services, is you can watch them anywhere on your devices.
Right.
Yep,
the fact that you're not tied to your family room and have to watch it on television. And how do you get your high-speed delivery?
Well, we live in Charlotte Hall, Maryland, so we're very limited. But right now we have Verizon Enhanced, which is basically DSL, and that's how we run all of our internet service.
And do you mind me asking what that runs you?
We do the bundle package, but I think the internet alone is about $35.
On the bundle. All right. See, that's a lot cheaper.
I mean, I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion.
And again, you're getting the content you want. Amy, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
How about
NASCAR on Sling TV? I didn't know that.
Nico in Fort Belvoir. Hello. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, Nico.
Yes. Hello.
What's up?
I can't technically say I cut the cord, but I was at Verizon TV for about almost 2 years now. I've never watched the thing, to be honest. I'm usually either on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime.
See, Nico, you and I are in the same boat. I am living as though I have cut the cord.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't do it. So what's stopping us? There's something psychological. There's something I can't lose that lifeline.
Oh, I want to lose it. The only problem is I end up having to pay more money for my internet.
Uh-huh. But the net savings, I think, it's still gonna be cheaper than paying the bundle price, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. Because I have the 75/75 because I do gaming and I do a little media server as well.
Yeah.
And I think it ended up being a little more cost effective because I think they were saying something about like maybe $10-$15 cheaper, but. When you actually think about it, you're paying a lot of money just for internet alone with some of these companies.
So Nico's talking about 75/75, you're talking about your upload and download speeds, and because you're a gamer, that helps your graphics. And I totally get that. And that's one of the drawbacks here, is that to get the good quality, especially if you're doing gaming as well, you are paying for some significant delivery of that data.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. You buy a new TV, and you can get a 40-inch TV now for like $300, mm-hmm. right? I mean, and it's good.
Beautiful TV.
And they've got this all built in. It's all internet connected.
Oh, yeah. You can connect on your Wi-Fi.
So
right
you don't
off your
need
television.
A box of any kind. You can just go straight off your TV from all this stuff. It's amazing.
Am I ready to cut the cord?
Are you ready?
Am I ready to do this? Yeah. You got to talk me into this. Give us a call, 888-630-WMAO.
It's 622.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are on fire. They just did it again. They just sold Kevin Sloan's home in Chantilly in just 5 days. He said the Reynolds team was flawless and everything clicked just as promised. Here's another one. Diane Brady. She said, not only did they sell my home in 3 days and I got multiple offers, it was the highest selling home in the neighborhood. They can sell your home too. The Reynolds get results. They already have the home buyers ready to look at your home right now. Don't settle for average when you can get proven superstars working for you. Debbie and Sarah will get you top dollar and get your home sold fast. It's as simple as that. Don't risk losing thousands of dollars and your valuable time. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds team. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. Or on the web at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Joe Nichols, Jeff Foxworthy, Trace Adkins, Three Dog Night, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
6:25 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Old Town Alexandria, the crash on North Washington Street at Queen Street. However, I'm not seeing any delays on the approach, but do watch as fire and rescue units were responding there again. North Washington at Queen Street to the Wilson Bridge. A little bit of volume now as you approach 210. For 210, pushing northbound, passing Palmer Road toward the Beltway. It's just been about the volume stop and go. All right, 66, once you get through Manassas, watch for the accident activity still on the shoulder eastbound at 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Slow again as you approach the Beltway. All right, inner loop of the Beltway. Looks like we have problems that have just crept up here. Crash, inner loop before you get to the toll road right near 123 in the Tysons area. The cameras are moving around right now from VDOT. Not sure which lanes are blocked. So again, if you're heading inner loop in Tysons, watch for the crash just happened. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. Now in minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time heat now settling in. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening. Sunshine, some clouds, maybe a stray storm for some. Most mid-90s will feel 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. Are you cutting the cord? You know, the Emmys come out today, and a lot of the shows, they're going to really get critical acclaim. You can't watch them on broadcast TV, and you can't watch them on cable. You have to stream them. A lot of people are cutting the cord and going to things like Hulu and HBO Now and Sling Player and the Slingbox app. What are you doing? Chris and Lorton, you're on with Brian and Larry. You've gone back the other way, right?
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, tell us your story.
So, probably about 2 years ago, me and my wife, we did cut the cord. And it was more out of a necessity for, you know, cost savings than anything. And, you know, but after a couple of years, a year and a half, I got tired of not getting live sporting events. You know, I have a three-year-old and an infant. And what I realized was cutting the cord took away the mindlessness of it. I had to think about what I was doing then.
Yeah.
So I couldn't go in and cook dinner and at the same time stream something for my kids, because if the show was only 10 minutes, I'd have to stop what I was doing and then go search again for something they wanted. So I went back to the cable just because I can literally put something on and leave it on, if nothing else, just for the noise for the kids.
Yeah.
you know, and of course, for me, if you can't stream Disney Jr., you can't stream Nick Jr., so for me, it's more for the kids and for the sporting events than anything. But I do agree. I think it's ridiculous that you have to pay. You know, like right now, I have Verizon Fios.
Right.
I've been through Cox Cable and DirecTV. Now I'm paying $200 a month for,
it's insane.
You know, three DVRs, HD, you know, in every room to literally watch 10 channels. But they're smart. They don't market it that way. They market, oh, you want one channel out of this plan. You want one channel out of that plan.
Right now.
And you're not, but you're stuck. You can't buy them all. Chris, thanks for that. And by the way, as someone who does have to keep the noise on in the background for the kids, Netflix has a Netflix for Kids. It's full of really good stuff. You can also get some DVDs of Blue's Clues, and Baby Einstein is on YouTube, and it's all out there, man.
Jeopardy. I got to figure the Jeopardy thing out. 628. It's 628 on WML.
Far
far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
We're in a very interesting place with race relations in this country right now. Some of the conversations have been interesting as well. We'll share some of that with you coming up right after the news, 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We're just days away now from the Republican National Convention, and it's starting to come into focus who may be speaking at the convention.
The speaker list as it currently stands, which was promised a week ago yesterday, is available in draft form. Now, this hasn't officially been released by the Trump campaign yet. The New York Times got a hold of a draft last night. I've talked to a Trump advisor who confirmed the basic contents of it. It is going to be anything but your average campaign, not your traditional set of Republican speakers, not even your traditional set of Republican rising stars. But that's exactly what Trump promised.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Donald Trump, meanwhile, says he will make the choice of running mate public tomorrow morning at 11. Sources say it appears to have come down to a choice among Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, or Mike Pence. The Minnesota family of 37-year-old Philando Castile says goodbye to him today at a funeral in the Twin Cities. Castile was shot by a police officer last week after a traffic stop. His girlfriend live-streamed the aftermath on Facebook in a video that has now been viewed over 5 million times. Closing arguments are scheduled to begin today in the trial of the fourth Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Lieutenant Brian Rice is the highest-ranking officer charged in Gray's death. Two other officers were acquitted, and proceedings for another ended in a mistrial. Work begins tonight on a months-long construction project that will affect a critical four-mile stretch of the Beltway in Maryland. Charlie Gishler, spokesman for Maryland State Highways.
On the Capitol Beltway between 650, Maryland 650, New Hampshire Avenue, right there at the Montgomery Prince George's County line down to US 1, Baltimore Avenue and College Park.
It's a massive resurfacing project that'll take until sometime this fall to finish. Overnight lane closures start tonight. And a new survey says most drivers are guilty of losing their cool behind the wheel. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says nearly 8 out of 10 drivers it surveyed admit expressing some kind of anger, aggression, or road rage at least once in the past year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,372, the NASDAQ at 5,006. Sports, Nats and O's both enjoying the time off for the All-Star break. The second half of the season gets underway tomorrow as the Nats host the Pirates and the O's visit Tampa Bay. WMDA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to JoeHadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash on the Beltway in the Tysons area. Inner loop just crawling now just north of I-66. The accident near 123 before you get to the toll road along the left side. Express lanes are not affected. The main lines, though, like I said, a solid line up north of 66. For 66, we're pushing heavy through Manassas. No surprises there into Centerville. Fair Lakes, the earlier crash eastbound at 50. That had been cleared out of the travel lanes. Now a new one just reported before the Beltway. So just keep alert into that sun glare for some of us this morning. On the inner loop of the Beltway, also inner loop as you pass Braddock Road toward 236, stop and go. Crews say there might be a broken down on that stretch of the Beltway. Virginia Beltway, settle down. All right, Maryland Beltway's been pretty calm. Topside, normal backups through Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge delays near St. Barnabas Road. Heading into town, great is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Delays and accident have cleared out southbound at the exit for New York Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That was big time heat now settling in. It is mid-July, but this heat's going to be above normal. Temperatures in the mid-90s, heat indices 100 to 105. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. Tomorrow, more of the same, mid-90s, feel over 100 with a stray storm around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Leesburg, 72 in Frederick, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, Cliff Mabe with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies will join us at 8:05 in studio for a full half hour. Representative Daryl Issa. Man, we got a list of things to talk to him about as long as my arm. And as you know, I have very long arms. At 8:35, Jake Tapper will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Last night on Fox News Channel, the Megyn Kelly Show, she's got a whole show there, 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox News. That would be the Kelly File. There was an exchange between Ms. Kelly and D.L. Hughley. He is an actor, a comedian, an activist,
is
a journalist.
Hughley or
whatever.
I can't decide.
I don't know if the G, the way I learned English, that G is silent, but let's call it Hughley if you want.
I think it goes by Hughley, yes.
Anyway, it was kind of an example of exactly what's wrong with the way the national conversation on race is going right now in America. I want to play this for you. And if you hear something that you would like to react to and talk back to, you know, I know what it's like to be driving in the car and hearing something on talk
radio
that makes me just want to. And that's the great thing about what we do here. You can call 888-630-9625 and respond. And if you already saw this, you might want to already form your opinion and hear it heard. We weren't originally going to take calls on this, but you hear it, and man, you might want to just sound off. So have a listen. Here is an example of the way this conversation went. I've got quite a few cuts here, and I want you to hear. Again, this is Megyn Kelly trying to have a conversation with this activist, Yael Hughley, about the Black Lives Matter, about police in the African-American community, about black-on-black crime, all of it.
We were talking about the young man that just got murdered in Minnesota.
And the assumption when you don't know it.
First off, what I'll tell you is this. It is not uncommon for you all to see one thing. The only place racism doesn't exist is Fox News and the police department.
That's insulting. Just insulted millions of people watching this channel.
And you know what? I'm insulted by the things I hear on this network, so we're even.
Do you see how this is going?
It goes. Well, yeah.
And it gets worse from there.
So the Department of Justice found that the police there had endemic racism. They found that.
Right.
But they also exonerated Officer Derrick Wilson.
That's not a.
And they found
Hands
Up, Don't Shoot was a lie.
Let me ask you something.
And that Brown was the aggressor.
Wow. Here's what I'll say.
Don't wow me.
Don't tell me not to wow you. I can say wow if I want to, and I'll tell you this.
That is what they found.
I'll tell you this.
And you heard that, and Megyn Kelly making great points, which are points that we make all the time. Whenever I want to engage in these conversations, I want to talk to people who feel like police are racist, who feel like they're targeting African Americans. But as soon as they bring Michael Brown up, they lose all credibility with me.
Right. Yeah.
Because we've got to have these arguments based on reality and fact, not on feeling and based on fake testimony that we heard on MSNBC. Michael Brown never raised his hands and never said "don't shoot," and he went after a police officer. And Megyn Kelly
killed the police
makes that point, and all D.L. Hughley can say is "wow." Now Megyn was rather aggressive there and said "don't wow me," which I think again I like these kind of conversations because they're not your typical Anderson Cooper in one studio in one box and somebody else in another box next to him and they're trying to I like it when it's freewheeling and he was in studio with her and I think that adds to the engaging conversation but here's more.
Why wasn't the first question, rather than assuming, do you have a permit for that? Mm-hmm. Those are states that you can carry a gun.
But you're making assumptions because we don't know what happened.
No.
What we have right now is her testimonial, which doesn't capture the actual event. Do we know whether she's credible? Do we know whether...
We know this. We know he had a permit to carry a gun.
But that doesn't answer any of the questions.
That absolutely answers the question.
If he pulled the firearm on the officer, if he didn't disclose it, if the officer felt threatened...
Why on earth would you... Here's what we do know. He had a permit to carry a gun.
And that's he just goes back to the same talking point. They're of course talking about the Castillo issue up in Minnesota,
right?
But again, you can see where one side is talking based on emotions and feelings, and what he saw on a Facebook video, and Megyn Kelly, an attorney turned journalist, is trying to go after facts and the testimony and the veracity of the witnesses.
You know, I don't know what's going on in this country, right? I do know this. There's a new poll that comes out that says that race relations in this country, many people believe, are the worst that they've been since 1992 when we had the Rodney King riots in L.A. And 69% of those surveyed said they believe that race relations are in America are in a bad state. And I would agree with that. And I would say to you, I'm truly troubled by this because, I look at the world and I have one view. And apparently my African-American friends have a completely different view. And I've had some really interesting conversations of late on issues of race. And I got to tell you, it is like we're missing each other in such a horrible way. And it's like in some things that I believe very passionately just are completely rejected by the other side and vice versa. And I don't know how we're going to bridge this. I really think right now we're at a tipping point. I mean, seriously at a tipping point when it comes to race relations. It could get a lot worse, or we might be in a position where it could get a lot better. But for it to actually get better, we need to have something in a way of a real conversation in a way that doesn't just immediately, one side doesn't automatically reject the opinions of the other. And I don't know how we get there, because right now that doesn't seem possible.
The only place racism doesn't exist is Fox News and the police department. The only place.
That's insulting. Just insulted millions of people watching this channel.
And you know what? I'm insulted by the things I hear on this network, so we're even.
It's 6:43 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
A recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is due to dental fear. Now, I can relate to that, man, because my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable at all. I hated going to the dentist, and as I become an adult, I was actually afraid of going to the dentist. But for the past 2.5 years now, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, and that fear and anxiety is gone. And it's because of them. It's because they're amazing dentists, and their whole philosophy over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is to help people out who don't like to go to the dentist on a regular basis. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Everything's talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission based. They proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. You don't feel like you're, you know, in some sort of, you know, tooth factory there as they're churning you out and inflicting pain for a high price. No, they do quite the opposite, actually. It's a great place to go with great people, and you're going to have an experience like you've never had. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, any kind of nagging tooth pain, you're interested in sedation dentistry, which is a miraculous thing for people who have major fears of the dentist. You got to call my friend Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It is now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, you know what it's a good morning for? The express lanes. Virginia, Beltway, Interloop. We have two problems. Let's get you first out of Springfield. Your delays on the Interloop right as you merge off of I-95 takes you to the crash before you even get to 236, the Little River Turnpike. So it'll be after Braddock Road. Stay to the right to get by the crash. Remember, stay right. That's the same story beyond the accident is going to be the second one. Interloop before you get to the toll road again. Stay to the right to get by that crash. Your delays beginning at 66 and then the eastbound 66 jam-ups into the Sun Glare to merge onto that Interloop slowdown. That's a hot spot right now, 270. It's just been about the volume. Pretty solid, though, as you work south through Urbana and Hyattstown, briefly in Rockville, topside from College Park to Silver Spring. We've been okay out of Columbia on 29. 95 has been in good shape. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, heaviest stretch I see right now, southbound, passing the exit for Route 100. Once you get through there, decent. In on 50, heavy inside the Beltway, beginning near 410 to head to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big Ridge in and nothing but heat over the next few days. We'll wrap up the work week in the mid-90s. 96 today, 96 tomorrow. Heat indices 100 to 105. Heat advisory this afternoon through this evening. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm around each afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is 647.
First Class Plumbing, Heating, HVAC, and we're woman-owned. Call 866-98-WATER and visit our website at 1stclassplumber.com.
This is a really hard job. We're not there yet. We're not even close to being there yet, where we want to be. I do not want to gloss over the fact that not only are there very real problems, but there are still deep divisions about how to solve these problems.
Yeah, there are. That's President Obama while he was chairing a roundtable discussion yesterday about these issues that we're discussing, race relations in America, policing, and get Black Lives Matter. He says we're not even close, and he's right. We're not even close, Mr. President. But here's what's making it hard for us to get close. Sitting at that table, at the honored spot at the side of the President of the United States in the White House, was one DeRay McKesson.
He's been on the show with us.
Yeah, DeRay McKesson is an activist with Black Lives Matter who we had a run-in with him because he thought we were racist for saying that Michael Brown didn't say hands up, don't shoot. That in some way we were racist because we said that the evidence suggested that the police
acted appropriately. Which was the conclusion of the Obama Justice Department,
right,
who did the investigation.
So how, Mr. Obama, President Obama, does it help bring us together when you give this man an honored place at the table, a man who thinks that your own Justice Department, led by a black man, Eric Holder, was racist in determining that Michael Brown was not discriminated against in the Ferguson thing. That's the problem. We can't keep pretending that everybody has, an equal voice in this discussion when some people are just lying for their own political purposes, like DeRay McKesson, the man who will be our next Baltimore mayor, in my opinion. I think he'll win that thing. Brian in Mount Airy, you're on WMAL. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Brian, good morning.
Yes, good morning. And I think what doesn't get mentioned by the African-American community is the fact that the vast majority of black males get killed by other black males. And when you consider that African-Americans are only 13% of the population, the percentage of the violent crime committed by African-Americans is just off the charts. No one wants to talk about that, but we need to be talking about that as much as white racism.
I think you're right about that, Brian. There are two things you can't talk about. I can't have a conversation, even with my dearest African-American friends, I can't have the conversation about hands up, don't shoot, because they just reject that. And then the other thing you can't talk about is, the bigger problem is black-on-black crime. That's a conversation that you just can't have, because they come from an emotional place on it, and it's very difficult to get beyond that sort of standoff.
Hats off to Megyn Kelly last night, who tried to have that conversation, and it went south fast. It's 6:49 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing, open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter.
where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Well, it's time to see how your money's doing. I mean, a lot of people are pretty happy with the way their money's doing right now. Check into the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. The Dow and the S&P are on a four-day winning streak. Not only are they set to rise again today, but they're also set new records. In a few minutes, England is expected to cut interest rates for the first time in 7 years. That will help boost the British economy. And J.P. Morgan Chase just reported profits fell last quarter because of a drop in investment banking. Despite that, Chase still cleared more than $6 billion. A new stock begins trading on Wall Street today. Line, which is a Japanese messaging app, will sell its shares for a little over $32 each. Shares of Yum Brands will rise because KFC sold more chicken in China, where Yum makes most of its money. Railroad giant CSX reported another drop in profits. CSX coal shipments fell 34% because of lower demand. And fashion company Coco and Breezy is expected to launch a new eyewear collection this afternoon. The glasses will be inspired by Hershey's Twizzlers and Jolly Rancher candies. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard. And it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, you need extra time and heads up here. Virginia Beltway commuters, you're affected by two accidents this morning on the inner loop. We'll start first in Annandale. Inner loop after Braddock Road before you get to 236. Stay right to get by the crash. A lot of activity there. Then you'll hit delays again. Oh, it's going to be just north of 50 before you even get to 66. Jam solid, the crash before the toll road along the left side. Puts the arteries joining onto the beltway through those stretches very slow. Taking through Old Town Alexandria, crews still dealing with the crash on North Washington Street at Queen Street. Reported to have a Metro bus involved in that. So do watch for police direction. Just a brief delay for now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be steamy today. A high of around 96 degrees. Mostly sunny, and a thunderstorm is possible this time of year anytime it gets warm like that. Tonight, a stray shower again possible. The low will dip down to only 78 degrees. Tomorrow, again, a stray shower possible and a high of 96. And then on Saturday, temperatures in the mid-80s. And then Sunday, we'll have times of cloud and sun, highs in the low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 77 degrees on WMAL.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The Democrat socialism of Venezuela has a new idea for fixing its horrific food shortages. Put the army in charge. Under the government takeover of banks, farms, energy, imports, Venezuela has been in near collapse. High corruption and basic needs shortages are rampant. Now the most powerful person in the socialist government will be General Padrino. In a televised speech, it was announced that President Maduro put the general in charge and that, quote, all ministries, all ministers, all state institutions are at the service and in absolute subordination to what they are calling the Great Sovereign Supply Mission. It's good to be a general in Venezuela. They run the largest bank, mining companies, and even state television. And you could see this coming when Hugo Chavez ran for president back in 1999. Banks are bad, business bad, corporations bad. Sounds eerily familiar to me. The army now controls the food you will eat in Venezuela. Welcome to that new 21st century socialism. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to talk to Cliff May of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies on this, the one-year anniversary of the Iran nuclear scheme.
There's a new poll that says that 8 out of 10 people on the highways have lost it at some point or another. Are you finding that to be true in your life?